We are in Daf Yud Amad Aleph. Let us quickly go over the memra of Yehuda Mashmul. Then we'll skip over Shtikl Gemara and learn a second lashon, and then we'll come back to the Gemara we skipped over. The Gemara Daf Yud Amud Beis Amar of Yehuda Mashmul Mutalishin Bekila Besuke Afal Pi Sheyesh Logag Puhu Sheina Gevoya Asor. A kila was a bed with a canopy. Is not considered an oil mafsik, buhu sha'ina gevoya asore. But that's betznai, that the kilo is not gevoya asore. Toshma, we learned hayoshin bekilo besuke lo yotze yedei chivosoi. So the Gemara answers, hoche b'mayeskinon kshe gevoya asore. It's gevoya asore, it has a shame oil, so it's an oil mafsik. Meisvei, hayoshin tachas amita besuke, lo yotza yidei chayvosai. So the Gemara says, hotir gemo shmul b'mita gevoya asore. It's also speaking about a mita gevoya asore, then he has a shame oyel. Toshma, we hear in the Mishnah, oishapiris al gabi kinoifis psulo. Kinoifis is there are four poles coming out on the four sides of the bed, and he spread over a canopy over these four poles. So it says it's posel. So the Gemara says, "Hosam nami de gviya asor." It's also speaking about that it's gavoya asor. So the Gemara says, "Vaholik toni hachi." That we learned in the Baraisa that Kinoifis is speaking about a fellow. It's not gavoya asor. The Sanyim, we learned in the Baraisa as follows: Naklitin shnayim, the Kinoifis arbo. Naklitim has two poles. One coming out in the middle of the headboard, and one coming out in the middle of the footboard. Pekinoifes arbo, and kinoifes has four poles. Piris algabi kinoifes psule, algabi naklitin kshero, u bilvad. When is it kosher by naklitin, shalayiu naklitin gavoyim min amita asore? If the naklitin are gavoyim min amita asore, so then it's posel. So naklitin is kosher when it is less than asore. Mechlal de kinoifis. So the Baraisa differentiates between naklitin and kinoifis. Naklitin is kshero and kinoifis is psulom. And naklitin is only kshero when it's less than asore. So kinoifis is psula, filo it's less than asore. Mechlal de kinoifis afapi she'ein gevoyin asore. It's also possible. So we see that even though it's not gevoya asore, there's a psul of oil mafsik. And for the Gemara, shani kinoifis de kevia. Kinoifis is a dovor kavua. Since it's a dovor kavua, so memele Rashi says, the Kviya Rashi says, "Avol kile loy kviya bechazoke ke kinoifes." Hilkach loy gvoya asore loy choshev. It seems the etzem canopy is not so kavua, is not so permanent. So if you have a oyel kavua, so even though it's less than asore, there's also a psul of oyel mafsik. Kilo is not such an oyel kavua. So therefore, if it is less than asore, it is kosher. So the Gemara asks further, what are you telling me? But a davar kavua, so there the halacha is that even though it's less than asore, it has a shame oil. Verei suke al gabe suke, the kevia, there the top suke is zicha kavua, for Omar Shmuel kech sheira kach psula, and Shmuel himself said that the only is a psul of sukkah al gabi sukkah if the tap sukkah has a shir yud a goiva yud. Kechsheira kach psula. Now you're telling me that Shmuel holds that it has a shame oihel, even though if it's kavu, it has a shame oihel, afilu less than asore. So why, by the psul of sukkah gabi sukkah, Shmuel said kechsheira kach psula? Omri, so the Gemara answers, hosom de le mifsel sukkah ba'asore. There we're speaking about the pasul, the bottom sukkah, so the top sukkah has to be 10 tfochim. Less than 10 tfochim, it will not pasul the bottom sukkah. Hocho de le shvuye oyelo, but here we just want to make an oyel, botzer mi esore nami havi oyelo. Less than 10 tfochim also is a shem oil. So we wanted to explain last week as follows, that the psul of sukkah al gabi sukkah, the top sukkah has to have a shem sukkah legabi the bottom sukkah. Legabi the bottom sukkah, because that is the psul sukkah al gabi sukkah. It has to be a sukkah over a sukkah. So if the bottom sukkah is zicha 10 tfochim, so it is not considered that the bottom sukkah is under another sukkah unless it is a kosher sukkah. Kech sheira kach psula. You can't say the bottom sukkah is underneath another sukkah if it doesn't have the sheer hechsher of a sukkah. So legabi the psul sukkah al gabi sukkah, it has to have a shem sukkah equivalent to the bottom sukkah. Then we say, so he's finding, he's in two sukkahs. Masha enkein de l'shavye oyelo, there it has to have a shame oyel, not legabi the sukkah, legabi the yoshon, tachas akila. So there we said, the midarabonon, it has a din of oyel mafsik, that if it's a dover kavua, even though it doesn't have shir oyel of ten tvochim, we said legabi him, we don't have to compare the oyel to the sukkah, we just have to say legabi him, that he finds himself under an oil that's mafsik between himself and the sukkah. Gabi him, it has a shame oil. The leshavye oilo, botso mi yasore, nam mi avi oilo. Al koponim, we had so far in the first loshen of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, we had as follows. We had that hayoshon tachas, hayoshon bekilo, which is less than 10 tfochim, one is permitted, one is yoytze mitzvah sukkah. A kilo less than 10 tfochim is yoytze. A kinoifis, that's kavua, less than 10 tfochim, is not yoytze. A naklitin, less than 10 tfochim, which doesn't have a noil tefach, he is yoytze. Naklitin, 10 tfochim, is not yoytze. These are the halachas we had so far. Now, let us skip this memre, and let us go a little further, so we shall have a flow of the two memres of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Lishna achine, daf yud aleph amad aleph. Lishna achine omri lo, omar Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel, mutar lishin bekilas chasanim besukim. The second Lashon, Shmuel was not speaking about a kile which is poches meyut fochim. Shmuel is speaking about a kilas chasanim, lefi she'ein lo gag, afal pi she'gevoya asor. Let us see Rashi, kilas chasanim, ein lo kishar kilo, this is not like a normal kilo, vein oisin lo gag, I think it would be better if it would be de einois in lo gag, that's Achilles Chasanim doesn't have a gag, v'hi sviva isamito, v'gago mishupe kishel naklite. So Shmuel said, Achilles Chasanim, the aloche is, that the one is yaitz, mutalishim b'Achilles Chasanim besuke, lafi she'ein lo gag. Ava pi she'gvayaso. Meisvei, Hayoshin bekilo besuke lo yotzi yidei chayvosoi. Sumer says, ocha ma'iskinim b'shiyesh lo gag. If it has a gag, then you're not yotze. If it doesn't have a gag, it doesn't have a gag tefach, you are yotze. Toshma naklitin shnayim v'kinoifes albo, Pires agabi kinoifes psula, agabi naklitin kshayro, ubulvad shloyil naklitin gavoyim in amita asore tvoche. When is a naklitin kosher? If it doesn't have 10 tvochim, if it is 10 tvochim tall, ha gavoyim in amita asore psula, afalpi she'ein logak. So here we have a stire to the second member of Shmuel, that Shmuel had said, that Achilles Chasanim, which is Ein Logag, Achilles Chasanim, which is Ein Logag, he says that it's Mutalishin. And here it says Naklitin, which is Ein Logag, it's also Lishin. So the Gemara says, Shani Naklitin de Kevi. So the Gemara says that a Naklitin is more Kavua than Achilles Chasanim. So since it's more kavua, so there, we'll see the Rabbonim passed an aklitin, even though it doesn't have really a shame oil. Masha enken kilos chasanim, which is not kavua, so therefore, there it is mutalish in tachas kilos chasanim. Frek de gemore ikivi, if you're telling me that naklitin is a dova kavua, Lehevi kikinoifis. So let it be like a kinoifis. And the kinoifis taloch is afilu less than asorah tvochim is also possible. So if you're telling me that kiviye is the sibis apsul, you're telling me as follows. That emerson, if this less logag, doesn't have a shame oil. So that is why kilos chasanim is mutalish and tachtav. Doesn't have a gag, it's not an oil. Why naklitin is posel? Because mitzad kviyishaboy, they gave it a din oil, even though it doesn't have hilches oil. So the Gemara says, so why do you need dafke yutvachim? If it's less than yutvachim, with the yutvachim it also doesn't have a shame oil. Now, why did they passel it? They passeled it because it's a kavua. So it doesn't have a shame oil, but mitzad kviyishaboy, they gave it a shame oil without hilchis oil. So bezoi, so less than 10 tvachim, they should also passel. Ikvi lehevi kikinoifis. And kinoifis is passel afilu ein boyu tvachim. So the Gemara answers, Legabi kinoifis loy kvi. Legabi kilo kvi. So the Gemara says, kvi, there's dargis in kvi also. Kinoifis is very kavua, so there, Pochas miyud really doesn't have a shame oil. No, Kenoifes, since it's very kavua, they gave it a shame oil, even though it's poches miyut. Naklitin, which is not so kavua, so Kozman, there's no goiva yud, they didn't give it a shame oil. When there's a goiva yud, even though it's not a rochev tefach, they did give it a shame oil, mitzad miyut kviyishaboy. Kilas chasanim, which is not kavua whatsoever, so even though it is Gavoy Ayud, but since it doesn't have an oil tefach, it doesn't have a shem oil, and smuta lishen bekilas chasanim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, lehevi kikinoifis, v'lifsele af bepoches miyud. So the Gemara answered, gabi kinoifis leikvi, lachshev kemoisel lifsel af bepoches miyud. It's not as kavu as a kinoifes that the pasulet poches meyut legabi kilo kvi hilkach inu posli biyud afilu laslu gag naklitin is posel afilu doesn't have a gag because it has some type of a kvius vikilo loy posla afilu biyud kilas loy gag. So what is the second lotion? The second lotion of Rabbi Yudah Mishmul said as follows. Naklitin, that's Gevoya Yud, is posel. Achilles Chasanim, that is Gevoya Yud, is kosher. And then we have Kinaifis, which is even less than Yud, is also possible. Because it's Kaviyah. Dorash Rabbe Baravune Muta Lishin Bekila Afalpi She Yeshla Gag Afalpi She Gevoya Asor. Now, Rabbi Baravune said a chiddush, this is Zichah, not like the first lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. He says, Yelad muta lishin bekila afalpi sheyesh lagag afalpi shegevoya asor. The first lashon was only matter by not gevoya asor. He's matter filo gevoya asor. The Gemara says, keman ki Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, even though he has a shame oil, the Omar loy osi oil aroi umevatel oil kva. Rabbi Yehuda holds suke diras kva binon. So the sukel yoine has a shame kviyas. And comparing the kilo, which is a roi stick, you move it around. And so comparing to the kilo to the sukkah, so there's a lomdus of loy osil oil aroi and mevatel oil kva. It's considered I'm still under the oil kva. It's not mevatel, it's not called an oil mafsik. This nan omar rab Yehuda noigim oyinu lishin tachas hamita bifnei haskenim. That they used to sleep underneath a mita, which was Gavoya Yud. And also, the slumdis, le'osi oil aroi mevatel oil kva. So Rabbi Baravune paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he says, mutalishin bekila, afalpisha Gavoya Yud. Break the Gemara, v'leim aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he have to say aloche? Let him say, the whole aloche is based because he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Say, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Yomar Lochi Rabbi Yehuda b'minim." If you say Lochi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda didn't speak exactly about a kila. Rabbi Yehuda spoke about sleeping underneath a mita. So, Hava Amina, I would think, Hani Mili Mita the Legabo Asuya. A mita, why it is not when one sleeps underneath the mita. You know why it's not considered an oil mafsik? Because the whole mita is not made l'shem oihel. The mita is not made to be mahil al mashe tachtel. The mita is made that one should sleep on top of it. So I would say that the lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda is not as le'osi oil aroi mevato oil kva. I say the lomdus of Yehuda is that a mita is not called an oil period. Because the legabo asuya, the whole purpose of the mita is for the top. Not for what it is mile over. Avo kilo de l'soicha asuya, eimoloi. So then I would think that if you're according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep in a kilo. Kamash melon. So therefore, Rabbi Baravune said, Taimid Rabbi Yehuda de l'yosi oil aroi mevat oil kva. Loishna mita vo loishna kilo. The Tam Rabbi Yehuda is l'yosi oil aroi mevat oil kva. So therefore, there's no difference between a mita or a kilo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Krab Yudah lekama meforish beperek hayosh. Noigim ayinu yishenim tachas hamita. The mita legabi suke oil haroyu. Why? Shemisalken oiso mimokim lemokim. You don't keep it keseder in the suke, you move it around. So that's called an oil haroy. Gemara says, if he will only say Alochik Rabbi Yehuda, I would think Davke by Mita de Legabo Asuya. Lishkav al Gabo veloy tachteho liyes loy oil. The whole purpose of the meat is to sleep on top of it, not that underneath it it should have a shem oil. Hilkach lav shem oil aler, so it doesn't have a shem oil. The time alav mishem aroyu, alav shem oil. I would think that's the lomdis of Rabbi Yehuda. Since it was not made l'shem oil, it doesn't have a shem oil. Avo kilo de l'toy chasuyo lo yu. Hilkach shem oil ole. Vavo gavda royu le mifka shmei, so there's a shem oil. Tamash Malon Rabbo, the time with Rabbi Yuda Hosom, Layosi Oyel Aroi, Mevatel Oyel Kva. Now let us see Taisvis, which is going on this sugya. Zuktaisvis Ubulvad, and Afyuda Medbeish, Yeloyu Naklitin, Kivoyim Minamite Asot. We hear a baraisa that Naklitin is kosher if it is not Gavoy Asor. If it's Gavoy Asor, it is possible. So Taisvis says, Min Hadin, Afilu Gavoyin Yud Shori. Min Hadin, Naklitin Gavoy Yud is also Mutter. The Loich Shivi Oihil Lahapsik. It doesn't have a shame Oihil Minatayr. Even the Ein Begagoy Tefach. How do I know this? So Taisvis says, Do Bishili Pirkin Maskinon, the Chain Halochem. The Gemara says, Suke ha'asuya kimin srif. A suke that is made like a triangle. Psula lefi she'ein lo gak. So it's possible, because it does not have a gak. The shipua yeholim lav kayeholim domi. That means, even though in the shipua, eventually there is an oil goes horizontally. A wall goes vertically. A shipua, so in on a slant, you have, it's going in both directions, theoretically. It's going horizontally and vertically. So I would think shipua yholim, shmei yholim. That means that chelik of the oil that's going horizontally, on a slant, it's also going horizontally. It's so memela, I would think it has a shame oil. So the Gemara says no. That what it goes on the shipua doesn't have a shame oil. The shipuye holim lavkay olim domi. If you don't have going straight horizontally, that what it's covering, it's going horizontally derech shipua, that doesn't give it a shame oil. So the Gemara says as follows: Do bishili pirkin maskina the chayin aloche suke hasuye kimin tzrif psula. It's a posel suke. Lefi she'ein lo gag, because it doesn't have a gag, the shipu yaholim, the oil that is created through the shipua, through the slant, lav kayaholim domi, umino dayik Rav Yosef, so the Gemara says over there that Yitesa medbeis, that Rav Yosef was medayik, pigmore, the mutter lishin bekilas chasanim besuke. The second lotion that we had further, that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel said that Mutalishin Bekilas Chasane Besuke. So the Gemara of Yitesim at Beis, Rabbi Yosef said this. So we see there's a cheshbin that since we hold lahaloche, there's no debate about this, that Shipuei Holim Lavka Yodim Domi. So Memele, if it doesn't have a shame oil, so therefore it's Mutalishin Bekilas Chasane Besuke. So memele naklitin, even though it's gavoya yud, meiker adin its mutter, because it's not an oil. V'hod asrinin hocho gavoyin asore. Either bereise asos naklitin, that's gavoyin asore. Hainu midarabono. So midarabono de yasot. V'davke benaklitin de kvi. And this darabono de kedin, which they did asel, so the Baraisa says they asel by Naklitin, which is Kaviyah. Avol Kilas Chasanim. So Taisus is talking about according to the first Lashon of Rav Yehuda Meshmul, the first Lashon of Yehuda Meshmul did not speak at all about Kilas Chasanim. So Taisus wants to figure out what does the first Lashon of Yehuda Meshmul hold about Kilas Chasanim. So Taisus says, let's make a cheshben anefesh. Naklitin that the Baraisa says is posel is only posel midrabonim. Because we hold shipuy holim, lavka holim domi. So how do we understand the psul? Because it's kaviyah. I mean, that's the only way we can understand. So memele kilas chasanim, which is not kaviyah, afilu gavoya yuchor. Ki yeichi, and where do we see kaviyah is a factor? So Taisvi says, ki heiche dihichmiru bikinoifis lesser. Just like they were machmer bikinoifis lesser afilo ein gavoya yud. Mishum de kvi. Because it's kvi.
So memele, so that's the cheshbon of naklitin. Ubekilas chasanim deloikvi, shori afilu belesh, afilu beyesh logak, uchadam rinin leidach lishne, naklitin legabi kilo kvi. So what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that in kilas chasanim there can't be a machloikis. Because that's mathematics. Naklitin is not an oil mina teire, because it's shipu oilim. So akolchoch naklitin has to be only midarabona. So akilas chasanim, which is and the reason has to be before because of kvi. So akilas chasanim, which is not kvi, should be muta. So what is the machloikis? So you have two lashaynis here. So what is the machloikis? So l'chayri, you have to say the machloikis is in akila shein bo asor. And that has to be the machloikis. The second Lashon didn't speak about akila shein bo asor. The second Lashon only spoke about akilas chasanim sheyesh bo asor. Ob akila sheyesh lagag shein bo asor. The second Lashon didn't speak about it. So maybe the second Lashon holds that akila ein bo asor is also bo asor. And the first Lashon holds that akila shein bo asor is mutter. That has to be the machloikis. So we have to make a machloikis, and l'chayre the machloikis is zicher not in kilas chasanim. So l'chayre the machloikis is in kilas shein ba'asor. L'chayre. Now then Taisva says, inami bahochi pligi anach treilishni. Now Taisva says, no. That's the machloikis. The machloikis is in kilas chasanim. Machloikis is in kilas chasanim. What the din is? Now Taisus wants to prove it that we have to say that that's the machloikis. The loyevsha loyma the pligi the beyesh lo gag ve'ena gevoya yud. You can't say it the way I wanted to say before that the machloikis is by akila she'eino gevoya asore, the delishne basra also, the behedye begmore tirge meshmul amas nisen doche begvoya yud. We have a member of Shmuel that said, hayoshen tachas amita besuka lo yotze idei chayvosoi, tirge mo Shmuel bemita gevoya asore. So Shmuel said that the whole, here we have Rabbi Yehuda mo Shmuel, so, can have Lashonis in what Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said, but here we have a klore member of Shmuel that Shmuel said that the mita is only possible that's gevoya yud. So al kochach you can't make a machloikis by not gevoya yud. So al kochach you have to say the machloikis is by kilas chasan. That's what Taisva says. Ikevi lehevi kekedoifis. Now, the Lashon of Taisvis is, well, let's look at the Marsha. The Marsha changes around the Seder in Taisvis and the, so Mamela, according to the Marsha, understand the Seder and Taisvis a little better. The Marsha, Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. The first Marsha, it's around the four lines from where the Marsha ends. It's the end of the line, V'chein tzorich loyma. This is the Lashon of Taisvis. V'chein tzorich loyma. The Gemara asked, if you will say that Naklitin is kevi lehevi kikinaifis. That was the Gemara's kasha. So now he's going to say like this. Ikvi lehevi kikedoifis. Frektach Taisvis. Afal pi shezu yesh logag, bezu ein logag. What's the kasha? Naklitin, less than 10 tfochim, since it's kavua, it should be like kinoifis. What's the tzushtel to kinoifis? Kinoifis al kaponim has a gag. Naklitin doesn't have a gag. So what are you telling to Naklitin to Kinoifis? ובשניים איס בי חודו לראי יוסף. הכל תאיסס מגזר הלום דו שקשה. נקליטן אין לו גג בגבוי היות, ובכינויבס יש לו גג ואין הגבוי היות. How could you ask Akasha that Nakliten, I feel they have the same kvias, that Nakliten should be like Kenoifes with Tartil Reyusa? Nakliten is Eine Gavoya Yud, you'll ask, and Ein Logag, it should be like Kenoifes. Kenoifes is Yesh Logag. Mikol Mokim Lechoshiv Gag, Kivin Dein Gavoyin Yud, Atkan Lashoyne. So Taisvis answered, you don't make Chodil Reyusa, Tartil Reyusa. It doesn't have a shame oil. You can tell me 20 reasons why it doesn't have a shame oil. It doesn't have a shame oil, period. It's two tnoyim of an oil. It has to be gavoya yud, and it has to have a gag tefach. Now, if kevia chazal pasled, so the gather is that b'mokim kevua, it doesn't need hilchis oil. So then we don't gribble. There's one chesor and two chesroines. The gather is midarabonon adover kavua parcels, even though it doesn't have hilchis oil. So memelem. So that was the gemara's kashim. Nakliten is kavua. So afilu poches meyud also should parcel. That is that. One more toisvis. Mutalishim mekilos chasanim. That's Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said. Afo pishe yesh logag. So Taisvah says, "Ein halacha kein." We don't paskin like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Amrinim b'soif pirkin abaya ashkechil l'Rav Yosef the goni bekilas chasanim besuke omar kiman k'Rabbi Eleza. So he said, "You know why you're sleeping there? Because we pass not Rabbi Eleza that shipua oyholim doesn't have a shem oil." Not like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that says, Rabbi Yosef was only matter because it didn't have a shame oil. If there's a shame oil, it passes. One ray. And another ray, V'oma v'perka yosham, Rav Shorolei l'Rav Acher Bardele, Rav was matter for Rav Acher Bardele l'migne bekilas chasanem besuke. He was mata, he should sleep in a sukkah, in a kila, mishum boki. Boki means because of flies, insects. He was a mitztayer. That's who's allowed to, he was matam to sleep because he was a mitztayer. Fly me the mitztayer, put him in a sukkah. Mash me the whole lav hochi, also b'shiyesh logag. Aikidach lishne de shmul begvoyesor afo b'shein logag. So Vaistachois there, that the only reason they were matter because you're a mitzvah, you put them in a sukkah, you might as well sleep in a kila. So there also we see that we paskin la haloche, that a kila is a kila, a geherige kila, that's kavoya yud, will be awesome. Yeah. Now, let us go back to the Gemara which we had skipped over, which be'etzem is a sugye bifnei atzmai. Omar Rav Tachlife ba'avimi Omar Shmu. Back on the Yud Omid base. This is a new sugye. It doesn't have a shaykhis to what we learned before. Omar Rav Tachlife ba'avimi Omar Shmu. Hayoshon bekilo orum, a person is lying in a kilo, and we're speaking about here a kilo that does not have tent for him. He's not wearing any clothes. Is moitzi roishoy, he's not covered. He's sleeping in a bed with a canopy. The canopy is less than tent for him. Moitzi roishoy chutz lekila, so he sticks his head out of the canopy, v'koyrei krishma, and he leans krishma. Let's not explain it yet, but al kaponim is permitted to lean krishma. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha, we learned ayoshon bekila orum, the same aloche, if a person is lying in a kilo without clothing, lo yoytzi roishe chutz l'kilo v'yikra krishmi. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, hoche b'may askinon shekavoya asor. The second case is speaking about that the kilo was gavoya asor. If the canopy is 10 tvachim tall, he's not allowed to stick out his head and learn krishmi. If the canopy is less than 10 tvachim tall, he's permitted to stick out his head and learn krishmi. Hochi nami mistavre, midiktoni seife, holemoze doime, a canopy that is 10 tvachim tall is similar, la'oimei bebayis orum. A person is standing orum in a bayis. Shalayoytzi roishoy chutz lachaloin v'yikra krishma. So the dimyan, a kilo, we're medame to a bayis. So just like a bayis is a teiris rishus, and if one is in a rishus, he's not permitted lohoitzi roishoy chutz laho rishus likreis krishme. So memele, that what it said, also akile is also akile, which is similar to a bayis. It also has a teiris rishus, and if it has a teiris rishus, one is not permitted lohoitzi roishoy likreis krishme. We didn't say any lomdus yet, but that's the hagdoret. If one is in a rishus, eitzos roishoy does not help. If one is under a kile that does not have a teiris rishus, it is less than 10 tvachim, then eitzos roishoy will help. Shmami no, so tzarai take that we're speaking about a kila asore, and Shmuel is speaking about a kila that's not kaboy asore. So then the Gemara says further, Ubayis nami, afal pi she'ein gavoya asorim. But if you'll have a bias, which is not gavoya asorim, kiven de kivye, oi holohu, it has a shame reshus, to loigora mi kinoifes, just like we learned a kinoifes, that is not gavoya asorim, but since it's kavu, it has a shame oil, it has a shame reshus, this also has a shame reshus, and therefore, one is not permitted lohitzi roishay chutz me'abayis v'likreis krishma. That is the Gemara. Now, the shaila is what is pshat in the Gemara. I'd like to mention three mahalchem how to explain this Gemara. The Mishnah Brura and the Chazainish understand this Gemara as follows. They bring down in the pasuk lo yiroch b'cho ervas dovo, in the din of lo yiroch b'cho ervas dovo, that there's an iser the yeraise for to say a dovo shebekdushe ki lakim mishalach bekerav machnecho lo yiroch b'cho ervas dovo. There's an iser the yeraise to say a dovo shebekdushe. What does that mean lo yiroch b'cho ervas dovo? So there are two tziyurim, le'iro b'cho ervas dovo. One tziyur le'iro b'cho ervas dovo means a person is completely dressed, but he's standing in front of another person who's orum. And he's learning krishma. His eyes are open or closed, we'll see in a minute. But that goes into together, le'iro b'cho ervas dovo. That one is not permitted to say a dovo shebekdushe when there's an erve kenegdoi. That's one halacha. There's another halacha. If ervosoy megula, he himself ervosoy megula, and that's aveilah pshat in this gemara. A person, let's speak about the case of a house. A person is ervosoy megula. He's an orum. He stuck his head out. He wants to learn krishma, but since ervosoy megula, he doesn't see it. He's sticking his head out. But if a person is ervosay megula, he's also min ha-toyre to lein krishma. What's lo yiroh b'cho ervas dovo? Who's the Yeroi? He's looking out of the window. So the Prima Godim says to Mahalchem, either Lo Yero B'choi, he says, if another person would be there, he would understand very good. The Issa, so B'shad is, but you're not permitted to say Adava Shabakdusha, when your Erva is Nire La'acherim, that's one B'shad the Prima Godim wants to say, if we'll schlep someone else in, or the Prima Godim wants to say, it's got, the Rabbi Nishlom is there. You can't say Adava Shabakdusha when the Rabbi Nishlom is there. Yero B'choi Erva is Dava, when Ervosa is Megulul, if Ne'a Kodesh Bochu, he can't link Krishna. So that is the halacha of Abayis that is Gavoya, that Abayis, or Akila that is Gavoya Asora. Akila that is not Gavoya Asora, so Minatoyre doesn't have a Shem Rishus, so Minatoyre it's a Beget. If it doesn't have a Shem Rishus, it's a Kisui. So if a person will have Begodim which are not Dovuk Lipsorei, they stick out, it's also a Beget. It has a Toiris Kisui. He's Mechuse. That is how the Mishnah Brura and the Chazanish Loim Pshat in this Gemara. We're speaking about the Isser, the Reise of Ervosoi Megula. So the Shailas, is it Megula or Mechuse? If it has a Toiris Rishus, it's Megula. If it doesn't have a Toiris Rishus, it's called Mechuse. And that is the difference. Akila Pochus Meyud doesn't have a Toiris Rishus. So it's called a kisui. If it has yutvachim, so it has a teiris rishus, so it doesn't have a teiris kisui. So it's a bosei megula. One is not permitted to say a davar shebekdusha kasher al bosei megula. The Gemara just said that a bias, even though it's less than a sora, it has a teiris rishus, not a teiris kisui. And Memele, it will be awesome. That is without Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'koyre kriyishma, dekivin delav oyelhu, loy amrinan, since it doesn't have a shame oyel, loy amrinan lemokayim sheruboy sham, Roishoi Nizrak. Since it doesn't have a Shem Oyel, we don't say that his head is together where his goof is. V'litza mishum lo yiro b'cho erves dovo, ala reyu kimoitzi roishoi chutz l'chalukoi. Just like he's sticking his head out of his baguette. But here, Rashi says a different lomdis. Rashi says as follows. If it is Gavoya Yud, so then we say that the Rosh is Nizrak, that means the Rosh is Nigrar, Bosa Gufoy. Yes, King, in what Rishus is the Rosh? The Rosh is in the same Rishus what the Guf is. So then it says, Lo Yiro Becho Elvis Dovo. Masha Ein Kain. If it doesn't have a Teiris Rishus, so we don't say Roshe Nigrak. It's just his head is sticking out of Chalukoi, out of his Beged, that there's no problem whatsoever. The Prima Godim wants to say Pshat and Rashi. The Prima Godim, this is an Eishel Avrom, Reishim and Ayin Dalet. That Rashi does not hold this whole shtick teire of Ervosei Megula. That one is not permitted to say a dover shebegdusha if it's Ervosei Megula. The whole problem is, there's a basis in the Machzus HaShekel also. And the whole problem is of Einov Royes Esa Erve. That's the whole problem. Now Einov Royes, so what's the problem? So, the Prima Godim says that Rashi holds that if there's an erve kinegdoi, atzimas anayim doesn't help. You can't shut your eyes. That's Shitas Rashi. We paskin like that laloche. Kineged an erve, atzimas anayim doesn't help. You have to turn around, but atzimas anayim doesn't help. So Lamais is like this. So therefore, so Rashi, that what Rashi says, if Roishoy, so the Shaila is, do you bring his head tachas akila? If you bring his head inside the kilo, if you bring a person standing in a bias, and you say that Roishoy, that Roishoy nizrak bosa ruboy, so his Roish is also in the room, so then even though he's not looking, there's a tzimis anayim. But then if he's in the room together with the Erve, so he's being kairei keneged the Erve. And the loche is that's also, keneged the Erve is also. That is dafke if it's an oihel. So we say, so the din is on which rishus is the roish is in the same rishus with roiv gufoi. Mashe ein kein. If it doesn't have a shem oyel, so there's no din roisha in Nizrak, so then it's not called keneged erve. That is how the primigodim and the machzus hashekel learn pshat and Rashi. That's a Rashi to say roisha nizrak mishum ein of roiv. The svas emes says beemesin amir de kechidish. He also seems to say pshat and Rashi. The Svas Emes says as follows, that this adin v'hoyo machnecho kodosh, that the machne that one is saying a dover shel pikdushe should be kodosh midvar erve. The machne where I'm learning chishme should be kodosh from advar erve. So therefore, he says pshat as follows. So the shail is, in which machne am I laning krishme? So if it has a shem oyel, so it's roishoy, not ein of roishe se'elbe. Well, not he's being koire krishme kasher alvose megula. The shail is, which machne is he in? So if it has a shem rishus, so he's in the same machne of the erve, so then there's a din voye machnecha kodesh. If it doesn't have a shame reshus, so he's not called, he's in that machne. Doesn't have a shame machne that he's in that machne. For example, according to this Fas Emes, it will come out if a person has his head out of the window and he's completely dressed in his daladamas, there's a person who is orim, so it'll be also. That's the din, that's v'hoi machnecha kodesh, that it has to be kodesh from advar erve. Now, the emerson, the primigodim and the altars ma'oire, the whole din v'hoi machnecha kodesh is only by tzoya, not by erve. V'horaye, if you turn around, it's mutter. Now, that's a pella on this vas emes. So how could there be din v'hoi machnecha kodesh, is a din that the machne has to be kodesh from advar erve? We see that turning around helps. But al kaponim, that is how the Svas Emes learns Pshat in Rashi. Okay, now we're up to a new sugya, the Mishnah. Hidle oleho, oh, let's see, we skipped the Taisus, I'm sorry. Meitzi reishe chutz lekilo v'keire krishme. So Taisus had a problem. I say that is sufficient. As long as his head is outside of the kilo, it's mutter. So there's a new problem of liboy royes erve. So Taisu says lechay shmul liboy royes esa erve, which is a whole sugya in Mesachtes Broches. And the raya of Taisu was because it would seem that he doesn't have to do anything else as long as it's meitzi roisha, he's finished. There are eitzes. He could be mechasa liboy with a beggar. There are eitzes, but Shmuel didn't say any eitzes. Shmuel says all you have to do is meitzi roisha chutz lekila. So Weistachois, he does not hold the din of Libay Roye Esa Elbe. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Hidle oleo Esa Geffen, Vesa Dlas, Vesa Kisus, Vesichech Al Gabo Psulo. Now these are all types of vines. And they're all posel Vesichech. Vesichech Al Gabo, and he puts Chach on top of them. Psulo, so it's posel. You are mesachech, loimi boy, if we learn that, it's one case, that first he put down schach posel, and then he puts schach kosher on top of it. That's no good.
What is learned that it's two different cases. Hidlo oleho sagefen vesadlas vesakisus. One case is that hidlo oleho, there was schach already, and he put over that schach, schach posel. Or a second case, vesichech al gabo, or he put first the schach posel and then he put schach kosher. Both cases, psula. Vim ho yo sichoch harbe mehem, but if the schach kosher was more than the schach posel, oishe kotzitzon, or he cut the schach posel, the whole problem of the geffen and the las and kisses we'll see is because it was mechuba. So if he cut it, kshayre, so then it's a kosher esuki. Ze haklal, so the Mishnah continues, kol dover shuhu mekabel tume, ve'ein giduloi min ha'oretz, ein mesachechem boi. That's posel posichel. B'chol dover she'eini mekabel tume, ve'giduloi min ha'oretz, mesachechem boi. He says, these are other limudim that you need. There should be not mekabel tumah, there should be gedulah miyot. He says, besides mechuba, these are other tnoim, which you need for, to be kosher schach, is to be gedulah min ha'or tvein mekabel tumah. Zok the Mishnah, Zok Rashi, hidla kisus iro balaz vuhu nidla kegefen, this is ivy. Psula she'ein mesachachim b'mechuba. Ma'amar ba'ospecho migornecho miyikvecho. The Pasuk says, the things you can gather from the Goyren. Now, if it's in the Goyren already, that means that it was cut already. So the things, so the Goyren is made out of the Tvua that is piled together. And that what your Ma'aseh from the Goyren, that the Psalus of the Goyren, V'yekev HaKosu Medaba, that you take away from the Goyren, so Psalus Goyren V'yekev. If there's the Vimho Yesichuch Harbei Mehen, Vatlum Baroiv, so that we learned before, speaking about Choftan, was mixed up. So there, the Roiv Schach Kosher is Mevatl, the Schach Posel. Oishe Kotzitzon, Af La'acher Shesichuch Abahem, V'lo Yemrinon, Tchilas Asiyoson, Bepsul Upsulon. We do not say that since the Tchilas Asiya was Bepsul, when he put it down, it was an Asiya Bepsul, he put down the Schach Posel, so it's Posel already, it's Tase V'loy Minos. We say no, if he cuts it later, it's sufficient. Zahaklal, Bigmore Yaliflo, these are the Tanoim that you need, it shouldn't be, it should be Gedulim in Oretz, and name it Kabotu. Men Gedulim in Oretz, Gain Oiris Behemo, Vafiluloi Mekabli Tume, Kegoin Shemechusorin Meloche, so it's not Mekabel Tumis Kalim, Tumis Oiris, but it's not Geduloi Min Oretz. Zokte Gemore, Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei de Ravune, Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Yune, Vi Yosef Vekoma. He said, that what it said in the Mishnah, Oishe Kotzitzon Ksheiro. Now, the Mishnah said that by cutting the mechuba, it will become kosher. V'omar Rav, so Rav had a hagor on this Mishnah. It's not sufficient that you cut it. Tzorich l'naneya. You'll see in Rashi, we have to pick up each piece and put it down again. That's what he told over to Rav Hunin. Omar lei Rav Hune, so Rav Hune told Rav Yosef, Hoshmuel Omro, Shmuel said this. Adrinu Rav Yosef la'ape. So Rav Yosef turned around his head in anger. For Omar lei, Oto mikamina loch, deloy Omro Shmuel. Did I tell you that Shmuel didn't say it? Omro Rav, I'm telling you Rav said it. Shmuel said it. Omro Shmuel. Shmuel also said, I'm telling you what Rav said. You tell me Shmuel said. So why are you contradicting me? No, you misunderstood me. I'm telling you the Shmuel Omro Veloira. I'm disagreeing with you. I'm telling you that what you're saying, that you need Nanua, it is not sufficient. I'm telling you that not Rav holds like this. Rav holds Ktsitze is sufficient.
No, Shmuel says it. Rav achshuri marsha. Rav was marsha afilu without ninua. Now, let us, before we go further in the sugya, let us just see a few Rashis. Zok Rashi. B'yosef Rav Yosef v'kom ahochi. Hodes nan oyshe kotzetzon kshero. Omar Rav alo, nehei de ein tzorich larzer ulesoysro kulo. You don't have to be soyser the whole thing. Avu tzorich hula nanea ktsas oysom shehuschechu b'mechuba. But you have to lift up those who are mesuchich b'mechuba. Come back to this Rashi. La'achik tzitzosom. The tehevilu hach ke asiyah. That it should be a new asiyah. The eloi, because if you will not be minaneya, Rav Yosef said b'shem Rav, if you will not be minaneya, you won't lift it up, the eloi psula mishum tasi v'loi min ha'osi. If you will not be manei, it's possible, als the din tase, it says, chaga suke is tase lecho, you have to make a suke. V'loi min ha'osi, not that the suke was made, but not through you. The hochi mashme. Suke is tase. Ksha'ata oisa oiso. When you're making it, tehei ruyo le suke, it should be roi to be a suke. V'loy min ha'osi b'psu she'enoi roi l'suke. When you're making it, it wasn't roi l'suke. V'ata misaknoi b'tikin mu'ut. Now you're making a tikin. Ki hai de marsha lo b'ktsitze. Now you're kashering it. V'loy hoder sosa lo. And you're not being soiseret. So that is possible. That is possible. Because it's called, you did not make a sukkah. Umiu ni nanua korev l'stirehu. Nanua is korev l'stire. Shemagbiya kol echad levadoi umeinichoi. B'choi shemagbiya es chaveiroi umeinichoi. We'll come back to this Rashi. Adrinu Rav Yosef la'apei bekas. And Rav Huna told them, Rav Achshuri Marsha B'loi Nenua. Rav is Marsha without Nenua. The Kosova Rav holds, Tzitzoso Zuhi Gemar Asiyoso. Rav holds, the Tzitze is the Gemar Asiyye. Beheichi Domi Tase B'loi Min Ha'osui. Where is there a case of Tase B'loi Min Ha'osui? Kigoin achoiteit begodish lases loisuke. A person, the Peshchai has a nice picture on this. Achoiteit begodish lases loisuke. That means that there was a godish, there was a pile of straw, and a person starts digging, that means a whole bundle of straw was put down on the ground. So when you have a bundle of straw, you don't have any suke. So what did this person do? That means he went in, he started digging into the sukkah. He took away a chelik of the straw. So now by taking away the chelik of the straw, so now all of a sudden he has walls and he has a roof. Till then there was nothing. There was no roof and no walls. By taking away a few bundles, so memele, now all of a sudden we have a roof. That's an egeya longo. We have a roof which was non-existent before. So there, veichdomitas loyminosik gain achaitit begodish lasis loysuke shasichuch hoyome elov. The sichuch came about by itself. The einainai geya boy lasse shumais. He's not touching the schach. Elapoiches achas midaf noisov. He goes and takes away one of the walls. The nichnas la'omkoin is going into the depth of the godish. The noitel ha'oimrim, and he takes out the oimrim, the bundles of mashlich, he takes that away. Pasukinas is meileo. And now all of a sudden, the sukkah came about by itself. Doivnoisel, you have walls now, uschocho, and you have schach, avuzeshe kitzitzon, but here, in that is tase veloy mina osui, avuzeshe kitzitzon, zehu maise shelo, this is the maise, shenigmar behechsha, this was the maise, shenigmar behechsha, was ended behechsha. Now, let us try a little to explain, or try to understand, according to Rashi, the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. I'd like to mention a svore, which Pemison, the svore, Rav Neinezer says, Mishnah Berurah mentions the svore, the Labush mentions the svore, but Rav Neinezer says it, more clearly. Rav Neinezer says, he has a very interesting ha'oret. He says, let's say a person puts down, we're making a sukkah, so he puts down one bamboo on top of the sukkah, putting l'shem, sukkah, everything. Is this kosher? Chas v'sholem. It's a chamsa marubim mitzilsa. So he didn't make a kosher sukkah. He puts down a second bamboo, also didn't make a kosher sukkah. He puts down, after 20 bamboos, the 21st bamboo, now it became already tzilsa merubim mechamsa. Is kan shayla ben, it's a kosher sukkah, because the first 20 bamboos, he didn't make a kosher sukkah, it wasn't kosher. It became kosher to the 21st, so it should be tasa v'loy minos. Azoy frecht avni nezer akasha. So the avni nezer says chas v'sholem. That's a taich tasa. You have to make a sukkah. That's amen. Pashteitzich, with one bamboo, you don't make a sukkah. I'm making the sukkah. By 21 bamboos, then you have a sichuch. 20 bamboos, you don't have a sichuch. So I'm in the middle of, that's how you make a sukkah. That's what the Torah wants. The Torah didn't say that the first bamboo you put down has to become a sukkah. That's how you make a sukkah. I'm making it. I'm making the sukkah. That's a double muskim. Now, zukte avnei neze weiter, achidush, as follows. He says, well, be the din, I put down the first bamboo, but the first bamboo is still attached to the tree. I'm putting it down. It's not ready yet. The sukkah isn't made yet, right? Now I'm gonna go and snip this bamboo. Will there be anything? Now, put the second bamboo from the tree, I'll snip it. The third bamboo, the fourth bamboo, is also not drawn. I'm middle of making the sukkah, but supposed to for my lab. When I put down the first bamboo, there's many problems. One problem, it's not enough schach. A second problem, it's mechuber. So good. Have patience. I'm making the sukkah. So Memele says, Kozman, the sukkah wasn't made. So Memele, I'm in the process of making the sukkah. She says, last man the polling. Afilo, according to Shmuel, if the sukkah was chamsa merubim mitzilsa, now start cutting now the anofim. I'm in the middle of making the sukkah. That's called chaga sukkah stasalacha. Less man the poly that this is good. What is the problem? The problem was when I put down all the bamboos, all of them are resting now on the sukkah. We have now a mesuchach dike sukkah, and it's still mechubah. Oh, now we have a difference of opinion between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel held that Rav held. That's what Rav held. Rav held. He's still not finished. He good. He made this. There's a few things that have to be taken care of. You have to cover it. It has to be enough tail. You have to cut the branches. You have to do everything. You have to have patience also. So this person is still in the process of making the sukkah. So Memele, so first he put down all the branches. So he's not finished yet. It's still mechubel. Then he goes and cuts the branches. So zuhi gmar asiyosoi. This is the lashon of Shmuel. This is the lashon of Rav, I'm sorry. This is the mice. That's how he's making the sukkah. There were a few problems. There was one problem, there wasn't enough schach. They put down the schach. There's another problem, it's mechuba, so now he makes it ice mechuba. So, zehu maise shaloshen nigmar behesha. This is what he did, shekotzitzon. So memela, so that's called, that's called the maise. When is there din of tasa, veloimina osui? Oh, tayun is it tasa mosa, chaitit begodish. That a person had a godish, and lemaise the schach he didn't touch. He went and took from underneath the schach, he took out the yoimrim, he didn't make any schach whatsoever. He didn't do anything. Now I have schach. Schach was made without an asiyah. Oh, that's possible. A schach asuk is tasalucho. You have to make schach. You have to put down schach. But if he made it, and the seder was, first he put down the schach, and then he was koitzitz the schach, that Rav holds that's the gemara asiyah. That's also enough. But the avuzeh shekitzin zeh ma'ase shelo. This is the tase shenigmar behersha. This is the end. This is the end of the asiyah. There's no din of seder which you have to do first, which you have to do second. That is the svare of Rav. Shmuel holds. Then let's see that's the lashon of Rashi over here. Avuzeh shekitzin zeh ma'ase shelo shenigmar behersha. And Shmuel Rashi says, that it's no good. The loy, if he won't be menaneya, psula mishum tase v'loy min ha'osi. The hochi mashme sukeis tase, ksha'ata oisa, when you're in the process of making it, teiru yele suke. That means it was done already. That means over here, the suke, that's how the nation says cloth. That means if I'm in the process of making it, if it didn't become tzilsa merube mechamsa. So that's zicher good. I'm in the process of making it, so that's a chelik of the seer. But over here, here was made already. You have here a complete sukkah. It's besuchet. It's tilsa merube mechamsa. So it's made already. Now you're going to go. So you have a faltik sukkah. You have a faltik sichuch. But it's possible. So now you're going to go and kasher it. That's no good. That is a psul of that's called osi bipsul. So that is the machloikis. If you can consider the ktsitze, the gemara siya, or you consider that it was also already, this is already, is another thing. It was mesuchich already, and this is another thing, and therefore, it will be possible. That's the svara of Rav.